All right. So as you heard me say, this is Stand Out Like a Rock Star, the first Q&A. And I said we can get paid like a rock star. And we probably could have called it Get Paid Like a Rock Star because these are the strategies that you need to get your business up and thriving and, of course, making money like a rock star. So in our first Q&A today, I'm going to take your questions, of course, and we're going to focus on niche. So we're going to focus on the first module, your rock star, perfect customer, and any questions you have about finding your perfect customer, any of the before and after picture work that we brought you through in the first module of Stand Out Like a Rock Star, where you can get paid like a rock star. And so you can just hit *2 to raise your hand, and we'll just launch right in with some questions. And at the end of the call, I am going to reveal to you this incredible strategy that Margaret and I gave to our rock stars and our Rock Stars on a Mission year-long program. And they loved it and found it to be incredibly insightful and a real, you know, game changer as far as getting into the head of your perfect customer. So we didn't include that in the Stand Out Like a Rockstar module, so I'm going to give it to you today at the end of this call. So I'm going to reserve some of our time so that I can give you this incredible process where, you know, you're guaranteed to know exactly how your perfect customer ticks. And it's a really cool process, and it's really simple, which is why I love it. And one more thing, as I was just doing some research about entrepreneurs and folks who are, you know, going into business for themselves and startups, I was interested in why they fail. Why do startups fail? And this man, Steve Hogan, and he is in the business of actually saving startups, so he's really well-versed in why do they fail and how to save them. And one of the top reasons, now his research and a lot of his clients are, you know, in the software industry, but I thought this applied exactly to us, you know, folks who are into coaching, consulting, authors, or speakers. And one of the top reasons why businesses fail is that you create something that nobody wants. So the way to get beyond that is to really know your niche well, to love your niche, to love your perfect customer, and really speak to them in the language that they use. So again, I'm going to show you a process at the end that will help clarify this even more for you, and it's super powerful. And doing this work right now allows you to get to really know your niche inside and out, so that when you are making an offer of your services, when you are making an offer of your programs, that you are speaking to exactly what they need and what they want, so that, of course, they're willing to take out their wallet and pay you some rock star cash, okay? So this is really important work that we're doing, and it can be challenging. So, again, *2 to raise your hand. And I'm going to just immediately dive right into any questions you have about your niche, about your perfect customer, the perfect customer work, the before and the after picture that we did in the very first module. So already your hands are popping up. And *2. Again, we'll raise your hand. So let me get to my first hand right here. All right, so hello. I have a Skype user, and last four digits of your number is 0240, and you're on Skype. So if you're on Skype and you raised your hand, just say hello, because I've unmuted you.
Hello?
Hi, that's you.
Is this me?
It is you.
This is funny because this is not my number. Bethany, this is Janine.
Oh, hi, Janine.
Somehow, you wow. know, I listened to the Stand Out Like a Rock Star the other day, and I received the invitation to be on this call, and I thought, okay, because the niche is my big problem.
Perfect. All right. Well, so Janine is one of our rock stars from our Rock Stars on a Mission program. So what question do you have for me?
Okay. You know, I've been working for like 20-some years with people on private sessions. Mm-hmm. And I don't really work on a specific problem that the person has. I mean, of course I start with it. But usually I explain that I look for releasing the energy to connect them with their own soul, and the soul does the work. And so lately with the interviews that I've done and things like that, I'm more and more aware that it has to do with relationship with yourself. It doesn't matter how it manifests in the body or in the emotion or in your business or money, whatever. It has to do with relationship with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I work with 8 years old to 80 years old or more. And mm-hmm. So I have a very, very hard time to really define a niche. And it's been a struggle for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Great. So, you know, Janine, thank you so much for, you know, being on this call. And Janine's a great example. So whether you are just starting out in your profession or you've been doing private sessions, you know, as Janine has for 20 years, often when we're starting out or if you're just doing private sessions and you're working one-on-one, we typically go, you know, we have a general idea of what we do. We know that we're creating some kind of transformation. You know, we're typically doing some kind of energy work or some, you know, coaching or, you know, whatever that is. And what happens in the one-on-one is we cater it to, you know, exactly what their problem is, why they're presenting to you in the moment. And initially when you're just starting out, you may not even have a clue about your niche, or, and you're just going to throw out your net a little bit wider and just sort of grab whoever comes. And so this is actually great for you to hear, as well as if you've been doing this for many years. And what I would say to you, Janine, is that, and I'm going to, you know, ask you a few questions, but there is probably some, when you look at who you're attracting and who's coming in after all of these years, it may still seem like, you know, it's sort of random, you know, it's, you know, we're going, you know, you're connecting them with their soul, which, you know, you're doing, of course, but I bet that if you look at over the years, especially in the last few years, where you've really started to, I bet you, come out and do this in a totally different way, you're going to start to see that your clients have something in common. They either have a shared problem or, and so niche isn't always demographic. It's not always like all men, all women, all kids, right? There's some kind of problem that they're coming to you to help them solve, that they want solved, okay? So the way we get to this is to ask some questions, which I'm going to do to you right now. And so everybody, you know, if you're on the Q&A, you can, of course, you know, ask yourself these same questions, again, just to help sort of dig into, you know, what's going on. Now, the work in the module of Stand Out Like a Rockstar, the before picture, the after picture, is really huge and a great stepping stone to clarify, well, what did they look like before? What did they look like after I worked with them? And how did I get them from A to B? So what were they before? What were they after? That helps you really get to the juicy language. Now, you had said that, you know, they are, you know, 8 to 80. And so as what's really great is to take a couple of those, you know, your folks that you have, and what do they share in common? When you look at, I mean, because you wouldn't think an 8 and an 80-year-old has anything in common. And what I also want you to keep in mind, Janine, and everybody else listening, is that we want to work with folks that we love to work with. So you may not love to work with an 8-year-old. I don't know. You may not love to work with, you know, 80-year-olds. I don't know. So when you're doing this work, it's important to not only focus on, you know, and you can look at who you're working with right now, but also who do you really want to work with? what do you really want to bring people to, right? So it's okay. So the niche will come through with what lights you up. Now, we can say we love everybody, but I bet you if you look at the folks that you're working with, there's probably a few people that you're, like, really fired up about, that you really love, that you would love to work more with. So that also helps you to refine the niche even more when you're looking, you know, especially someone like you who's, you know, been doing sessions for 20 years, private sessions, you know, you're like, I've worked with a zillion people. So it's also important to tune into who do you love to work with? Who lights you up? What's exciting for you? Okay?
Yeah.
So with that being said, as you're looking at, you know, this portfolio of clients that you've worked with, and you're looking at the before picture, you're looking at the after picture, what was revealed to you? And even as I'm just asking these questions, what's coming up for you?
What's coming up is very often a great percentage of these people have gone to various places. They have tried various things, and often in the allopathic world, or even psychologists, psychiatrists, and they've like exhausted everything. And when they come to me, suddenly there is an amazing doorway that opens. And they open up to their own potential to heal themselves. And I would say that what excites me also is the people that are happy to connect with a whole other level of their being, not just the physical, not just the material. It's like they are ready to know other dimensions of their being, and that really pulls me. That really creates a lot of excitement in me, because I love the 8-year-old. I love the 80-year-old, and usually I will love the ones that I can see. They are usually souls with a huge potential. I mean, they have mm-hmm. been like in prison, or they have been like in jail, either through a chronic pain or a depression or an addiction or an obsession. And suddenly, you release one block, you know, in yoga it's called samskara, an impression, and they open up, and they open up to who they are, and that's what really, really excites me, is to pursue the work with these people so that they discover a whole new dimension with themselves, even in mm-hmm. an 8-year-old.
Okay, great. So already you can see how, as you're just describing, you know, who you love to work with, who lights you up. And you already gave me some great descriptors of who they were before they came to you and who they are after. So it, now, an 8-year-old could be an old soul, could be someone coming in totally open and ready to, you know, get down to the soul piece, get away from just the physical, right?
Yeah.
And at the same time, I would say that a large percentage of the folks that you work with, like you said, have already tried lots of holistic modalities. They are already, you know, either into personal development or, you know, working on themselves in some way. You're probably not the first one they've been to. I mean, you may be, but like you said, they've exhausted so many options. They're at their wit's end. You know, they're hanging on by a thread. And they are also, you had said, it felt like they were in jail. So they're folks. Now, are these folks that you love to work with, ones who are in chronic pain? You know, and you just got to be careful with using the word depression because, you know, I don't know
yeah.
your credentials, but, you know, obviously if it's a medical diagnosis and we're not doctors, we need to be careful with that. But, you know, in a depressed state, obsessions. So do you love working with people who have that as part of their you know, part of their issues or part of their problems?
Less. I mean, I used to have a lot of people with this problem, and usually mm-hmm. they lift up very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But it's much less, I must say. I must be honest and say that, yeah, it's much less desire.
Okay, good. Good to know, right? So then
yeah,
we take that out, right? So this is the way the process works. So just by asking these questions and by you looking at who do you already have, who's already in front of you, and really picking out the people that you totally love to work with, if you've got clients already. So you're doing the before picture. So these folks that you don't really want to work with had chronic pain or depression or obsessions. So that's who you used to work with. So that's no longer who you really want to target anymore. So you cross that off. Done. We're done with them.
I get it.
So now as you're looking at the folks that you love to work with, and I'm sure there's a few people that are popping up in front of you right now, what else do they share? What else do they have in common? Another great thing to pay attention to is, and this is great for somebody who's just starting out or somebody who's been working, you know, many years with folks, is what are they saying when they come to you? And this just requires consciousness and presence of mind. But now that I'm, you know, bringing it to you, you can write yourself a little note and you can say, okay, what are they saying when they come to me? In that very initial interview that you do with them, or what we would call a strategy session, and actually you guys are all going to get a bonus, a strategy session selling bonus, and we'll talk more about that in that bonus class. But when you have that meeting, which is to learn more about them, to learn what's going on with them, you want to dig into, and that's where some of your incredible niche work will come from in that conversation, is why are they here with you? What are their biggest issues? And when you, that's why we ask you, what's the before picture, what's the after picture? When you start to compare the folks that you're working with, the folks that you love to work with, you will start to see certain pieces pop out that makes that they're all similar. So your folks love already are, you know, diving deep into personal development. They're open-minded. They are already, they're excited about connecting on a deeper level, right? So not only is there a need, but they're totally excited about that, right?
Yeah.
So let's just dive in one more. As you're looking, I want you to look at, and just as if it's a movie right in front of you, I want you to take one of your clients that is your perfect favorite client that you love to work with and just see them before and see them in front of you before you worked with them, when they came to you, the struggle that they were in, right? And then I want you to see them on the other side when they're after that transformation, after they've worked with you. So go back to the before picture again. Mm-hmm. I want you to just feel into, so what's a problem that you see that you notice has come up in a few other clients? What's another trait, another quality, or another even issue or problem that person has had as they're coming to you?
It doesn't matter the age. I would say, you know, like I'm thinking about a client I have right now who's just turning 40, big businessman, or I'm thinking about a woman who's a doctor in psychology and 75. Mm-hmm. They both share the fact that somehow, even though they are very successful in their lives, or they have been, if they feel they have not yet connected with their real potential or their real passion.
Good. Good. Yeah. So there's a right. So now, so this is what you do. So you grab those two. If they're your folks that you love to work with, now I want you to continue this offline with yourself, or even with, you know, if you can get a partner, and just have this. And sometimes this work is really challenging, which is why we add the Q&A to do on your own. And it just takes somebody to sit there with you to say, okay, see this person. What does this person share? You know, what are some of the common traits? Who do you love? What is their issue? And already very successful, but they're maxed out or something's wrong. They haven't really fulfilled their potential. They haven't gotten where they want to be. They're not feeling like, yeah, I totally freaking made it. Like, they're not feeling that. So there's a disconnect there. So what's wrong? So that's another piece that I bet you if you looked at a lot of your, so they're coming in maybe for stress or they're coming in for other pieces, but this is the real stuff that's coming up for them. This is the real reason that they need you, okay? So continue this process, like I said, either with somebody or yourself, and dive into, that's why it's great to have just one or two people that you can put in your mind and literally take it through your mind like a movie, and that's where these amazing pieces, just like you just got. So they're already into personal development. They are ready to dive deep into their soul, ready to unearth some of these layers of who they are. And you may or may not verbalize that out loud, but that's at least a piece that you need to know for yourself. And that they're very successful, but they haven't yet connected with their full potential. So they're feeling like, hey, so maybe you choose to focus on, you know, entrepreneurs or business folks who haven't exactly reached their potential. They're feeling like there's something wanting. There's something not right. They're disconnected. And then, you know, you can put your marketing towards that, and you can try that out, right, and see if you like that, see how that works. And then if not, then just keep doing what you've just been doing and see what else gets revealed. And this is how you start to find the patterns. And again, it's part what you've seen and it's part what you love and who you love to work with. So that's another important part. And then as you do this work and continue in the next module, you start to really get that language that calls them right to you. So thank you so much, Janine, for such an awesome question.
Oh, well, thank you to you, Bethany.
Yes, so grab a partner or do this on your own and see how it comes out for you, okay?
Yes, it's clarifying quite a few things. Thank you very, very much.
My pleasure. Thanks, lady. Okay. So, again, star 2 to raise your hand if you're popping on a little bit late. We're diving right into the questions and answers, and today we are focusing on the niche. So you're focusing on your perfect customer, especially with Module 1, where we did the before and the after picture and really got into some of the cost points for your perfect customer. So now I'm going to a cell phone in New York. So I'm going to unmute you. Hi. 931.
Hi. Hello. That's me. Hi, Bethany. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Excellent. So
awesome.
I have been working on clarifying my niche, and I love what you just said about finding the people that we love to work with. And so if I have had quite a number of clients who are not people who I love to work with, it's such a funny thing. Because so many of my clients, it's not that I don't love them. I do love them, but you know they're difficult, and I believe that there are many, many other clients, because I've had other clients that are so much easier, and that it's not so that I would prefer to work with people who are, you know, I'm a nutrition coach, and so you know, I've had a lot of clients who. They probably eat a better diet than I do and are still struggling. So,
well,
you know, these are...
we teach what we need to know, right? What we need
to
learn most.
You know, and so it's like, oh, man, it's like... And you know, because... And what I've discovered is that what it is, it's like I think that nothing ever works. You know, that's one of my, like, patterns that I've been really challenged by. And so clearly then I have clients who nothing works because they've tried everything, right?
Right.
So
exactly.
Anyhow,
okay. So it sounds like there's some inner work that needs to be done there, right?
Yes, and I am doing that.
But
what I would like to do is, if possible, so I've really narrowed down my niche on who I love to work with, and you know who they really are, and you know I made one of those statements that Margaret talks about. You know, I show blah blah blah. you know, with this,
yep.
this, and this. Can I read that to you, and can you evaluate that for me?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay. Is that in the scope of this call? I just don't want to overstep my
yeah,
scope
well,
here.
Yeah, it's actually, I'll look at it. It is, you know, the culminate, it's going to come up in the next module, module two. However, it's, you know, we still have to make sure that your niche is clarified in order to get to that statement. So, you know, I'll focus more on the niche part of it. But, yeah, sure, let's bring it up.
Okay, yeah, because then I can explain my question. So
mm-hmm.
I show women, and really most of my clients and the people I like to work with are who are, you know, over 40 and who are struggling with losing weight, who feel they don't have time to eat healthy and are concerned about staying healthy as they grow older. So I showed them how to eat so they lose those extra pounds. Or, you know, a lot of people struggle with belly fat, and that's like a big part of like what people come to me for. So I don't know if it's
uh-huh.
like belly fat or extra pounds. And how to easily prepare healthy meals and to feel confident because they know the best way to take care of their body as they get older.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that
right.
narrows into a niche? Does that sound like it narrows to a niche?
Yeah, and just to, yeah, absolutely. And just to remind you and everybody else again why we do this, because it's so important. And, you know, when we clarify our niche, and, you know, usually that means it does get a little bit more narrow. What it's so magical because, we, you know, sometimes we're afraid to narrow it too much. I'm going to leave people out, and folks usually will work with women a lot, and they're like, but I don't want to exclude my men, you know what I mean?
Right.
And what happens when we get this clarity, when we focus in on a niche, is that we, when it's our perfect customer, not only do we just love working with them, but our marketing, our words, the questions that we ask get super focused, and call to your people. It's like you've got this megaphone now, and they can hear you for the first time because your language is so much more clear and directed exactly into their head. You know, our intention with asking you the before and after pictures and getting all these words is to, you know, really be in their head, and so they can say, wow, this person really gets me. They know me. It's like they're in my mind. And when you hear that, then you know you've got it, right? So when I look at, I show women over 40 who are struggling with losing weight, what I think is interesting is, you know, you said, you know, how to lose those extra pounds. You're like, people come to me because they have belly fat. Well, sometimes let's just call it for what it is. You know, if that, you know, instead of saying extra pounds, you could say belly fat, you know, to be even more specific. If that's a main concern with the folks that you work with, then that's a really, you know, then that's part of, you know, narrowing it down. Now, does that mean that somebody's, if they have extra weight on their legs, is not going to come to you? No, right? But what you're, you know, you're really calling to them saying, hey, ladies, you're over 40, you're totally struggling to lose weight, you've got the belly fat, and you're concerned. You're concerned about your health, you're concerned about, you know, that you don't have time to eat well, and that, you know what, this belly fat, it's kind of bothering you. You know, it's, you're really struggling with that. And so then they're going to be like, yes, that is totally me. I hate my belly fat, you know. So you can take that, and then that becomes, you know, do you hate your belly fat? Would you love to lose your belly fat? When you can make some questions like that, you know, pop those questions on your website or pop those questions on a flyer or something, it's going to start to really call out people and be like, yeah, that's me. Well, and I missed, what was your name?
My name is Ingrid.
I missed your name. Ingrid. Thanks, Ingrid. I didn't recognize you. So, you know, this is Ingrid, and I can help you, right? So it's like you're literally raising your hand in the middle of the crowd because they're hearing you with this big, huge megaphone, okay? So, yeah, so I think that's really great. It sounds like you're on the right track, absolutely, and you're really calling them out to what their main struggle is. So I would say great job on that.
And so I should definitely then – not just say women, but say women who are over 40, because when I market
yeah.
them to them, I'm going to talk about different like hopes and dreams than people who
Absolutely.
Are in their 20s. And so
yeah.
even though I have some clients who are younger than that,
yep.
that's okay. I can
totally.
Still target, and you're suggesting that I do narrow in so women over 40 who are struggling with belly fat, who feel they don't have time and who are concerned about eating healthy as they grow older. I mean, that's like
mm-hmm.
a really set person, you know. That's very different than just people who want to lose weight and don't know how to cook, you know what I mean?
Exactly. And what you just described is that, you know, another way you want to test this out is, you know, we're always, when we're working with our perfect customer, we want to make sure that there's enough of these people out there, right? So we don't, of course, want to go so tiny and, you know, there's like 10 people in the whole universe that have this issue. Now, when you're talking about women who are over 40 and struggling with this extra belly fat and they don't have time to eat healthy and they're concerned about all these things, that currently, especially in America, is a lot of people. So you've got plenty of people out there who can totally use your services. And just think about when you're – and does it mean that a 20-year-old isn't going to go to you and say, hey, Ingrid, could you work with me? And then you get to decide, yeah, absolutely, I can work with you because, you know, I can help you and I want to. Or, you know what, no, I'm not the best coach for you. And
right.
so that gives us more choice and more power. Because like you said, there's a whole bunch of folks that you are working with that are difficult that you have not wanted to work with. And that knowing, so it's brilliant when you see who you have not worked with or who you don't want to work with, that adds even more clarity to our perfect customer. Because when we see who we don't want to work with, it highlights who we do want to work with. And we definitely need that contrast sometimes. So when you get the clients who are like, oh, God, we love them all. We wish them well. And we know that there's probably another coach who's out there or another, you know, practitioner who's out there and better for them. And that's totally cool. You know, this is about who do I love that I don't need to, you know, sort of suffer through folks that I don't want to work with. So that's perfectly acceptable. And it's hard for us. As a lot of us on this call are in transformation and supporting and helping others, it's hard to be like, well, I don't really love these people, but sometimes we're human and that's okay. So when you talk about a 40-year-old woman who's struggling with losing weight and doesn't have time to eat, and you can be so much more specific. You know, a lot of these women probably have families, so maybe it's hard to cook, or they're cooking for everybody, or not everybody likes to eat the food. You know, there's a lot of they're running around, they're bringing kids, you know, here and there and everywhere potentially. If you're focusing on 40-year-olds with families, you know, and they're sitting at their desk at work and they're not moving enough. And, you know, there's so many issues that you can speak to right at that 40-year-old woman. You know, their body's starting to change. There's shifts and changes in that, you know, biologically
right.
that they're not thrilled about, I'm sure. So when you can speak directly to that, they're going to be like, yes, I totally hear you, Ingrid. So I think that's perfect. I love it. Stay with it. Great job.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you so much. Yeah, going
My
with
pleasure.
Who I love to work with is really a key piece here. I got that.
Absolutely.
That's a great piece. I love that. Thank you.
Good. My pleasure. Yeah. Yeah, we, you know, if I can emphasize anything on this first Q&A call here, is that we no longer, if you've been a practitioner or a coach or whatever you're doing, if you've been doing it for a while, you no longer have to suffer through working with somebody that you don't want to work with. And again, they can give you great clarity. And when we finally work with them, we're like, oh, okay, now I get it. Didn't know that, but now I know that that's not who I prefer to work with. And that just, again, adds the clarity. So no more do we have to, and I find that a lot of practitioners, especially just starting out, you know, as you're taking sort of everybody because you're trying to bring in the money, which is great and it's good. It's great to have a variety of folks. It helps you narrow it down. Sometimes it's challenging in the beginning to come up with, you know, your perfect customer and sort of niche it out in that way. But you will, again, become really clear about who you don't want to have to work with. And you don't have to. It's totally up to you. And again, going into the strategy session selling bonus that you're going to get at the end of this, we will talk more about that, because in that conversation, you get to, more information about who your perfect customer is. It revealed a wealth of information, and you also get to see, is this somebody I want to work with? It's an interview for you and for them. So they're interviewing you to see if you're somebody that they want to work with, and you are also interviewing them, going right back to this initial piece of, hey, maybe, you know, this isn't somebody I want to work with, and that's totally okay. It sends a message that's clear to the universe that this, these aren't my kind of people. I want these kind of people. And when you, when those are the folks that you invite in, not only is your practice more happy, it's more healthy, you love doing what you do, and you're going to begin to attract even more of those amazing people. Okay, so no more do we need to suffer. So star two to raise your hand, and I have somebody else here from Massachusetts, 413. Is this Lauda by any chance?
Yes, it's me.
Hello, Lauda.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, very good. Thank you. So I hope it is okay. I actually did get very clear on my niche, and I did write some of the benefits we were talking about, like how to connect with them and so on. So my niche is women that are ready to step up. They have been, you know, there's a lot of, they're feeling overwhelmed because there's plenty of demands in their lives, but they know in their hearts that they have a special talent to share, and they want to step up. They want to, you know, either start their own business, you know, get the promotion of their dreams, whatever it might be. So how about if I share with you what I wrote down?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. So and talking about the different packages that I will be putting on my website, or, you know, no, or offering, I would say. So my first package, I called it Feel Better Today, Relieve Your Stress and Overwhelm, Say Goodbye to Your Torturing Inner Voice. And what they would get would be feel empowered by using a cutting-edge self-help tool whenever you need to feel more relaxed, relief at your fingertips. Experience a sense of inner calm, reconnecting with yourself. Recognize and start to say goodbye to your inner critic and welcome your supportive inner cheerleader. Mm-hmm. Experience a new level of clarity and confidence and feel more alive and energized, ready to ignite the spark of your life. And that would be, yeah, that would be like a two-month program where they would get two individual sessions with me, but they will get a group call and a recording of the session so they can listen, and, you know, I use EFT to tap along and so on throughout the week. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
Okay.
And I just want to say for the folks on the phone, so again, Lauda is also from one of our rock stars from Rock Stars on a Mission program, and what I want you to see here is that as we're in this discussion of niche and who our perfect customer is, so she's really, you know, narrowed in on who they are, women who are ready to step up, feeling overwhelmed. And, you know, just so you know, if you're listening to the Standout Like a Rockstar modules for the first time, this is a refining process. That's why I encourage you to press star to raise your hand if you have any questions, because it's a refining process. This is something that doesn't end today. It's going to, you know, you're going to keep refining throughout, you know, your business, you know, a few months later, a few months after that, a year later. As you, now you can also use the information that you're gathering about your niche, the before and the after picture, who they are. When you know who they are, then you can, in your work, create packages that are speaking to exactly what they need, that are speaking to their struggles and the transformation that you provide, so the benefits that you provide. So the real first step here is to create that niche, is to get your perfect customer as clear as possible today. Remember, so it's perfect enough, it's good enough right in this moment, and then that gives you this really solid foundation and launching pad to create your statement of who you work with, your opening mission statement, which you'll learn in Module 2, and then it allows you to create packages, to put together your offerings in a way that's going to call out and be really exciting and something that your perfect customer really wants. So I want you to just hear, as Laura tells us what's in these packages, I want you to hear how it relates and how it's totally connected to her niche, how it's totally connected to women who are ready to step up, who are overwhelmed, lots of demand, who know in their hearts they're, you know, ready to step up, either start their own business or get a promotion of their dreams, right? So they're primarily, you know, business women or professional women that she's going to work with. And listen to how these packages are speaking to exactly what their problem is, okay? And one more piece that I want to just bring up, if anyone has been struggling with the cost piece of the perfect customer work, really important to get to the cost of why, you know, why are they, what happens if they don't step up or if they don't, you know, if they're feeling overwhelmed and then they don't work through this and they don't step up, what's the cost going to be for them? It's really important for you to get to those elements as well when you're doing this perfect customer work. So, okay, Laura, what do you got in your second one?
On my second one, and yeah, I have to mention that this has been a process. I think it's taken me like 4 months or so to get here, at least.
Really refining.
Mm-hmm. And just peeling away at, you know, the different and interviewing and really getting in touch with what is it that I'm passionate about doing and helping with.
Exactly.
So, and that gets number two, the title will be Release Negative Emotions, Become Focused and on Fire. And the benefits would be experience the lightness and sense of freedom as you release the guilt, resentment, and anger that have interfered in your life. Reclaim the energy that has been stored in negative thoughts and feelings. Look at new projects with hope and confidence. Stand more powerfully in your life, ready to make your dreams a reality. Feel the inspiration that is your birthright.
Awesome. Good. So, perfect,
yeah.
Right? So you can see how, I love it, it's awesome. So you can see how in the second package, and again, you know, this is a little bit outside of the scope of niche. However, I want to keep going forward because I really want to make that bridge for our folks who are listening that the niche work, the perfect customer work, it really is the foundation for everything you do from here, from talks to creating these amazing packages that your clients are going to love. And again, here's some, when you look at the negative emotions, first of all, relieving negative emotions with, I think you said, so that you're focused on fire. I love that.
Yeah.
And that they have a sense of freedom, releasing of guilt and anger. So as Laura has done the work to really see who her perfect customers, they have guilt and anger, and they know that it's a problem. You know, they are looking for the sense of freedom to move forward from, you know, so that they can to start and do what they really want to do, to focus on them for a change, looking at new projects with hope and confidence, assuming that right now everything is either there's no new projects or it's daunting and it's a struggle, right? So she has already worked through all of this to come out on the other side. And the second package is to help folks get ready to make their dreams a reality, meaning, yeah, it's their time, it's their moment. So I love it.
Thank you. So the third one is called Moving Forward, Making Dreams a Reality.
Okay,
so,
great.
Benefits are own who you are in every circumstance, feeling completely empowered. Take a quantum leap, ready to step up in your life, raising your hand, saying yes to your big dream. Receive continued support, making consistent progress, and watch as your dream becomes a reality. Create a step-by-step plan to achieve your dream. Develop a process to take those steps successfully and with confidence.
Nice. Perfect. It's brilliant. Great. It's so awesome.
Yes.
Love it. Moving forward to making dreams a reality. So own who you are in every circumstance. Quantum leaps to saying yes to your big dream. Like, hello, sign me up for that. I'm ready. Watch as your dream becomes a reality. I think you had said something about step-by-step action and support, which is so great because at that point, you know, they're wondering, how am I going to get there? And I'm going to need some help to get to that piece. So that's probably your most expensive package and the longest amount of time package where you're going to handhold. So brilliant work, Lauda. That is awesome. I love it.
Thank you so much. All right.
Yep.
Thank you.
Great work. My pleasure.
I would not have gotten here without you and Margaret. So thank you so much, Bethany. It's been amazing.
Thank you.
Having all your support.
Oh, thank you, Lauda. It's amazing. And, you know, you have so much commitment to really figuring this out. And it's daunting and it can be really challenging. So kudos to you, lady. Love it.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
My pleasure. Yeah, so again, really important to see how this work, when you sit down, and it does take some refining, it does take time. This is not something you really want to do by yourself. You want to get a partner. And again, it's just as you went through the Stand Out Like a Rockstar module, we asked you lots of questions. Well, get a friend or somebody from the Facebook group or somebody from even this class, and have them ask you these questions. There's magic that happens when it's somebody else. this isn't work that, you know, you can do the initial work on your own for sure, and then there's magic when you team up with somebody and you're like, hey, can you just ask me these questions? And just having that other ear, working through it like a movie, I can't, oh, my God, overestimate that. Or overemphasize that, when you have your before picture and your after picture, and we ask you to really see this perfect customer, whether you've worked with them yet or not, and just imagine them and what are they like before, see them in their life, see them, you know, walking around their kitchen, see them as if you're literally watching a movie, and just start, you know, in a voice recorder, you know, on your iPhone or something, just start talking. What do you see? What do you notice? What do they look like? How are they holding themselves? What's their biggest issue? What's their biggest issue in life? And you will start to reveal so many of these pains and struggles that they're going through that when you see it in that movie in your mind, that's where a lot of the juicy language comes in. That's when it becomes super clear who you want to start to draw in as your perfect customer. So we've got a few minutes left. I want to dive into the amazing tool that I mentioned at the beginning of this call. And again, when I mentioned, just trying to find his name again. I think it was Stephen Hogan. Yeah, when I mentioned Steve Hogan at the very beginning, you know, why do these entrepreneurs fail? It's not knowing, you know, it's creating something that somebody doesn't want, right? So this tool that I'm about to share with you right now, we have given to our rock stars. We had them working through it this year. And, you know, they were like, you have to tell these Stand Out Like a Rockstar folks. They have to see it. They have to have access to it. It's unbelievable. So this is where it takes a little courage to move forward. This is where it, I ask you to go even deeper, right? So to get out of your own mind and even get out of your own head and now actually speak to who you think your perfect rock star customer is. So what I'm going to ask all of you to do is to do a niche interview or a rock star, you know, interview. So whoever your perfect rock star customer is, I want you to, maybe they're already in your life, maybe you're already working with them, I want you to ask them if you can interview them. And it's such a huge payoff. It's going to give you ultimate clarity on who you're, and you just heard Lauda talk about that as well, and Janine did also. You're going to find out in their own words what they need, what their pains are, where they want to go, right? And what's so important, and I find so often, for some reason, when we start doing marketing, when we start, when we quote-unquote start doing our marketing, when we start doing these processes, we forget about what our customer wants or what their words are, and we start doing our own words. Like, we start using words like transformation, like, you know, we start getting into our own process, right? But when in reality your customer's main issue is belly fat and that's why they keep coming to you, then let's call it out. Let's say it for what it is. Let's use the words that are in their head, that it's going through their mind at 2 o'clock in the morning when they're struggling with their problem. That's when we don't want to change the language. So when I'm the secret ingredient is to do an interview. So get your pen and paper ready. I'm going to give you some questions to ask. And I'm even going to give you, because this is a big quantum leap, and I recognize that it's challenging to ask for sales, which we're going to talk about in our strategy session bonus, as well as it's challenging to talk to our clients about anything else besides the work that we do, right? So I'm going to give you the words that you can say to invite your folks to come to this interview, and I'm telling you, they're going to be so excited to help you out. And doing this is going to reveal real juicy words. And when you start talking to your people, I'm encouraging you to get away from the computer, because a lot of us hide behind our computers and, you know, talk either on the phone or face-to-face. When you start hearing their problems and their issues, this is what you blog about. This is what you talk about in your books. This is what you talk about in your videos, your ebooks. This is what you create classes on. This is, you know, what you have a mastermind group or an inner circle program or course topics. This is the gold when you hear it literally from their mouth. You want to write this down. And it reveals what's exactly in the mind of your perfect customer so that there's no guesswork. You don't have to assume or pretend to know, right? And you may know just from experience. But again, we often color our questions, our language that we're going to use, you know, on our website, you know, like, hey, all of you who are over 40 and who are, you know, struggling with belly fat, right? Those kind of questions that we're using on our course descriptions or our talk descriptions, we color it with the words of the practitioner, the one who knows the deeper transformation that's there, that is really in store for them, right? But we want to hit them where they are in the moment, and that's going to come when you're in their head. So I want to take one more minute to just explain a little bit more about what I just said. As a practitioner, as a coach, as a speaker, author, when you are working with folks, you know the deep transformation that's available for them, right? However, they may not know that they want that yet, right? So they're coming in for you. They're coming into you for belly fat. They're coming into you because, you know, they have a pain in their legs. They're coming into you because, you know what, they just had this totally, you know, stressful relationship and they need some help with it, right? They're coming into you with some basic problems, but you know the deeper transformation that you're going to take them to. However, when we immediately go and say, hey, all of you out there who I know who totally want this amazing transformation that I'm going to give you, like, you're going to be able to, you know, connect with your soul, which is a great thing if they're ready for it, okay? They may not be. So what is the next level sort of before that? So why are they coming to you before that? We need to know that we're taking them to this deep transformational place, but where are they right now? That's why it's important to do this interview. Where are they now? Where do they want to be? You want to be able to speak to that. You want to be able to talk to that deeper transformation, but you also need to speak to where they are right now. That's why it's so important. And people are like, why do I need to get into their pain? You know, it seems kind of mean to be throwing that in their face and talking to them about that. And, you know, it seems kind of weird. It's important because you have to meet them where they are. You have to be in their heads. Yes, they may want your deeper transformational work. Yes, they want to stand in their power, absolutely. Also, where are they now? They're feeling pain. They're hearing their inner critic constantly in their voice. They're hearing their mother's voice criticizing them all the time. It's making them crazy. They really want this promotion, and they can't get it. Yes, there's deeper transformational work, but right now their main problem is belly fat. It's a promotion. It's, you know, I have a gluten allergy, and the food that I eat tastes like crap. I would love to do something better. Where are they right now in this moment? Okay. That's why this interview is vital. It's super important. All right. And it allows you to create fans who love you because you get them, you feel them, you understand them. Okay? So here's what I want you to write down. So you're going to invite your perfect customer for an interview. And here's the secret. Even if they're not your perfect customer, you'll know that through this interview process. So, you know, you don't exactly know who you want to work with. Who do you think you might want to work with? Who of your friends might fall into that category? Who or what, you know, potential clients or acquaintances do you know that you can ask to be in this interview? Who might be your perfect customer? Here's what you're going to say. Would you be willing to participate in a 20-minute interview? So you're going to ask them, would you be willing to participate in a 20-minute interview? And then you're going to say, I am looking to understand my perfect customer better, to serve them in the best and highest way, and I really value your opinion. I'll say it one more time. So would you be willing to participate in a 20-minute interview? And then you're going to say, and I literally want you to use this exact language, I am looking to understand my perfect customer better, to serve them in the best and highest way, and I really value your opinion. So who would say no to that? Well, they're like, all right. You know, we're so afraid that people are not going to want to help us out. And you know what? Most of the time when you ask somebody for their opinion and that you really value their opinion, they're going to be like, sure, no problem. All right? So that's how you want to ask. So it takes courage to do that. And I want you to do it. I want you to pick like 5 people and ask them. Okay? And then get to, okay. So hold on. Let me get to some of the questions that you want to ask. So here's what you want to say. Now, it helps if you know a little bit about who you want to serve and who your perfect customer is. If you don't, it's totally okay. But here's what you want to say. Some of my perfect clients struggle with blah, 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 you know, or they are challenged by blah, blah, blah. Okay, so if it's something that you think is important, if it's stress, if it's, you know, belly fat, if, you know, whatever your issue that you're solving is, whatever you think their problem is that you want to focus on for your perfect customer, so remember, it's the problem they have and the one that you love to solve and support them with, then you just say, so when they say yes and you have them ready for their interview, it's going to be 20 minutes, you say, hey, so some of my perfect clients struggle with or are challenged by blah, blah, blah. Okay? So that's what you say. Now, here are some questions based on that. How important is this for you to solve on a scale of 1 to 10? So, if 1 is not really important and 10 is like, yes, 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 I totally need it. If you go through a few of these interviews and you get 1s and 2s and 3s and 5s, then I'm going to say that there's something wrong and that what you think is their problem or is important to them isn't. Okay? And that goes back to what Steve Hogan said, you know, how does, you know, a business fail when we're not providing them with a solution that they want, when we're not, you know, fixing or supporting them with the problem that they have that they want support in, okay? And the truth is, when you need customers that are going to pay you, and without that, your business is going to die. So whether you have this incredible idea that you think people are struggling with, but they're really not, and if you see in 5 or 10 interviews it's a 1 or 10 or 3, then you probably don't have a viable, either problem or solution. Okay, so you just got to hone it down a little bit more. But the beauty is the rest of the questions are going to help you to elucidate what their challenges are. So that'll be a guide for you. So again, how important is this for you to solve on a scale of 1 to 10? Great question to ask. Another great question to ask, what are your biggest challenges? Let's find out. What's their issue? What worries you? What keeps you up at night? And again, as they answer these questions, you want to be writing furiously or even recording the call so that you have this, because the answers you get are gold. Another one is, what frustrates you? So now, these next few questions get more to the transformation, more to the benefits, more to what they're sort of looking for. So it's great to ask, what are you most proud of? And then you get them talking about the amazing things that they've done in life or what have they already achieved. So you know what their problem is. Well, what have they already achieved? Where are they already okay? Okay? What excites you? Do you want to ask what excites them? Again, the answers that you get, it's like, what excites you? Well, I just love, working with my clients. I love when a client says to me, wow, Bethany, that was like incredible. Thank you for, taking that time with me. You helped to really, you have really helped me clarify my niche. Now I totally get it. Marketing is so much more clear for me, right? So if that is what I answer, that excites me, then you can totally use that in your marketing. Imagine if you had clients who said that you were able to, help them clarify their niche and they loved you for it or something like that. So you can use these, tweak them a little bit, but you can use these directly right into your marketing when you figure out what excites them. So the next few questions are going to help you to discern what more information do they feel they need to learn? What more do they need to know in order to get them to where they want to be, right? So this is going to help you, because this is going to show you, hey, it'd be really great if I had a program on this, or I had a step-by-step process, or I had some packages, like we just talked about with Lauda, that addressed these exact issues, right? So you want to ask, what would you need to learn or know to get you there? I'll say it again. What would you need to learn or know to get you there? So what are your biggest challenges? If they say, how important is this for you to solve on a 1 to 10? Yep, okay, good. What would you need to learn or know to get you there, to get you to the other side, to get you to that piece that excites you? And, as you're asking and we're talking about what keeps them up at night or what excites them, what their goals are, what they're really thrilled about, anything else that you think may help you get there? So ask another sort of probing question, anything else that you think may help you get there? Again, these two questions are going to exactly help you create packages, create programs, create products, create teleclasses because you want to, number one, have these kind of words in the title of the programs that you're creating, and you want to be addressing their what they think will help them get there. Okay? So you also want to ask, how motivated are you from a 1 to a 10 to do something about this? Super important question. If you're getting 10 being the highest, 1s and 2s and 3s and 5s, and I would say even 6s or even 7s, if they're not that motivated, then they're not going to pay you. And remember, this is Stand Out Like a Rock Star, but really should have been called and probably will be called Get Paid Like a Rock Star. Because we want you to share your transformation to impact more people. And to do that, they need to be motivated to do something about their problem. So if you're interviewing folks and you think that they're your perfect customer and they're not motivated to do something about it, then there's something wrong. You need to do some tweaking there. So either your problem isn't articulated well enough, or you're trying to address a problem that nobody really cares about, or you're talking to the wrong people and you got to try somebody different. Okay? Another important question, how much are you willing to invest? The main issues people give for not wanting to do a program or to get coaching is, you know, they don't have the time, they don't have the money. Okay? So you want to know how much are you willing to invest so that you can get really super clear on who your perfect customer is that is going to pay you. You know, when they're paying you and you're making lots of money and you're getting paid like a rock star and you're standing out like a rock star, that gives you way more time and flexibility to help and support folks who can't pay you. But you cannot build a business on people who are not paying you. Okay? So money is important. We need to ask about how much are they willing to invest. And the other question is, how much time would you be willing to put in to get there? So, again, if their answers are, well, you know, not much because I'm pretty busy, then there's a disconnect. They're either not your perfect customer or what you think is a problem is not really a problem if they're not willing to put in some time. So can you see how, as you go through all of these questions, that you are going to become super clear on exactly who your perfect customer is, what you want? You now will come away with what to talk about on your blogs, what to talk about in your newsletters, on your videos. You become super clear about programs that you can make, products you can make, teleclasses you can make. All right? It all talks that you can give that are going to have your perfect customers, you know, jumping up and down with excitement because they want to learn from you, and more importantly, they want to pay you for an incredible transformation that you are going to provide. There needs to be that energy exchange. Okay? So that is the interview that I want you to do, and I want you to do it with 5 people. It's a challenge. It's scary. It makes you nervous. And I want you to do it anyway, because you can see how vitally important that is to really getting super clear on your perfect rock star customer. And we can do a lot of this, and we can do a lot of the pre-work like we're doing now with the Stand Out Like a Rock Star module so that you can get paid like a rock star. But this interview is going to put it all together for you and really make sure that you are right on with where you think you're going, with where your perfect customer wants to be, okay? So that's our first Q&A for Stand Out Like a Rock Star, Get Paid Like a Rock Star, and I'm super excited to have you guys working through this. So we will meet again next week, and I want you to work through Module 2, work through the niche interviews, and then come back again with more questions that you have. So we can talk more about your opening mission statements next week. If you're coming up against, you know, if you're really struggling to get some clarity on your niche to work through the before and after picture, we can do that again as well. All right, so you guys are total rock stars. Thanks for your awesome questions, and I cannot wait to hear your questions for next week. So I'm going to unmute so that you can all say a nice goodbye. Hold on. All right, so I've unmuted you. Bye, guys. Have a fantastic
day. Thanks, Bethany.
Thanks, Bethany.
All right, love you guys. Bye.